May 25th, Proverbs chapter 15, verses 25 through 33.
The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but gracious words are pure. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news refreshes the bones. The ear that listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. Whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he who listens to reproof gains intelligence. The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
Dwelling in the Company of the Wise, W. Brian Auker. The book of Proverbs reveals that God cares deeply about the particular behaviors of His people in all times and places. These Proverbs instruct each person who loves the Lord to reflect His character in our everyday existence. If you hear, understand, and obey this instruction, the book of Proverbs places you in the company of the wise. At its core, Proverbs calls God's people to a life of wisdom, which is simply skill in the art of godly living. Reflecting the wider themes of Proverbs, these verses, through a series of contrasts, encourage us to live as the just, speak as the righteous, and learn as the wise. An initial set of contrasts encourages life as a just rather than proud person. Again and again, the Bible shows the value of widows, with particular warning to render assistance to them. Oppression by the proud through injustice to widows ranks among the deepest concerns of the Lord. Moving boundary markers of widows only multiplies this wickedness. The Lord will not tolerate this, and if they truly desire to reflect His character, neither must His people. Care for those weakest among us, gracious words, and a rejection of injustice must distinguish us. We must speak as the righteous rather than as the wicked. The righteous person of Proverbs will lay hold of God's covenant and live in faithful compliance with His expressed will, while the wicked will continue to live in opposition. Confronted with a violation, real or perceived, we may choose to measure our words, or we may take the easy road and give free rein to our tongues and blurt out a reckless reply. To reflect before speaking may include a prayer, a plea for a proper response, which the righteous woman offers up to the Lord. The Lord will always hear such a supplication. The Lord's school of wisdom provides life-giving instruction. It requires the ability to listen and to respond humbly to reproof. A teachable nature remains at the core of those desiring to dwell among the wise. Those not evidencing any willingness to hear this message are not only foolish, but self-despising. And so we end where we began in Proverbs, the call to recognize that fearing the Lord places us in His school. The admission requirement is humility, and the instruction is rigorous, but the result is life and honor.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.